You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with the still congested Robin Hilton.
We're on a record. We're going on a record. It's 2.5 weeks.
You know, I have a theory about nose blowing. Do you want to know that?
I don't know if anybody wants to know this, but go ahead.
If you blow your nose a lot, you just have a lot of stuff in your nose for a longer time.
All right. Well, I'll try to hold it.
Okay. See how that works out. Because it's not working the other way, right? I mean.
No.
All right. Here we go.
How about if I play music on...
How about if I play something no one's heard? I'll play...
Surprise me.
Okay. So I'm driving home yesterday. I listened to the new My Morning Jacket record.
Okay.
And I love the new My Morning Jacket record. The sound of it was wonderful. Beautiful bottom end bass. Very personal sounding record. Also a couple of rockers. They have a sound that in sometimes sounds like The Who, which I think My Morning Jacket can do. And then this afternoon, I went to find out, like, how they put this record together and who did it. And our friend Tucker Martin produced the record.
Went,
and they went back to Kentucky. So it's sort of a return for them. The record's called Circuitul, like a circuit, like a circuit continuous. So it's not a back to the roots, but it's back home. They got a big gymnasium. They made a studio out of it, recorded all the takes live. So singing's happening while the playing's happening. Tucker Martin produced it. How about if we play the title track, a premiere?
Cool. Let's hear it. Thank you. That's nice.
Yeah, and you're not a huge fan of My Morning Jacket. You like
I'm not. You know, when the album It Still Moves came out, probably almost 10 years ago now, I thought this that they'd be a band I'd really, really be into. And they've ended up being sort of hit or miss for me, but I love that.
Isn't that great?
Incredible guitars in the space. I thought it would just be an awful barn.
You mean the idea of an auditorium, of a gymnasium? I mean,
big empty gymnasium, how cavernous that is. But it really fit the sound. The space was nice. Especially at the end there, you could hear it ringing in the guitars.
The My Morning Jacket record comes out on the 31st of May. Jim James wrote a little blog post for us. At least he wrote about the song for us to describe about what this song means. And it has to do with beverages and fizzy beverages and molecules that are round and not round. So you're going to have to go to the All Songs Considered blog to read about it. I like what he had to say. He really has a way with words.
It's never deeper than we think it is it? It's about soft drinks and fizzy soft drinks. And
that's all we're going to say?
It's not about man's inner suffering and struggle to... Yeah, okay. Well, do you remember at South by Southwest last year? It's a total haze, okay. I'm sure. But when we were going through the list of 13 or 14 or 1,500 bands last year, not this year, but last year when we went through them, one of the bands that stood out to me was a group from France called the Bewitched Hands on the Tops of Our Heads. And you and I...
We saw them at a church,
We saw them at a church, and it was amazing performance. Loved it.
Yes.
And what a great group. Well, they've got a record coming out. It's actually already out in Europe, but not out here until the end of May. And it's called Birds and Drums. It's, like I said, it's a group from France. It's sort of psych pop, just euphoric, big group, big sing-alongs, great energy. This record, I noticed, has the song that we played, that we just had as a single last year, is on this new record that's coming out. But I want to play the lead-off cut. They've shortened their name now. They're no longer the Bewitched Hands on the Tops of Their Heads. Yes.
On the Tops of Their Heads.
No, it's just the Bewitched Hands.
I don't know what
marketer got their hands on that band's name, but they decided it should be the Bewitched Hands. So this cut from the Bewitched Hands and the album Birds and Drums is called Happy With You. The Bewitched Hands from the record Birds and Drums that was called Happy With You.
I like that.
I'm so happy with you, Bob. That whole record is just like that. It's just a celebration of music and life and sound.
It hit a pet peeve of mine. I have to say, though, I like the song a lot.
What's the
pet peeve of I don't like songs with the baby in it.
Oh, baby. It's one of the first words in the song,
That's
isn't
right.
it, baby? Well, you know, English isn't their first language, so maybe the word baby has just made its way to France.
Well, they've heard so many. If you know nothing about the English language and you've listened to any music that has English in it, you know the word baby.
You're going to hear the word
baby. You know baby and love, right? And and sort of the way they say it because of the accent. And
there's only a little bit of accent.
A little
goofy.
It did, but in a way that they knew it.
Yeah, so it's a great song.
I'm not making fun of them. I like the song a lot. The Bewitched Hands always will be on the tops of their heads for me.
Me too, Bob. Yeah,
their hands, that is.
What else you got?
How about Chris Bathgate? I listened to his record. It keeps coming up on my iTunes. I put an album of his in.
Great folk singer.
Yeah, and I missed the last record, which I know you liked a lot. I didn't pay any attention to it. Yeah. Sorry, Chris. He's a singer in Ann Arbor, from in Michigan area, and his new record's called Salt Years. He's doing something that I hear in other artists, and we talked about this a lot in Austin, which is this very uplifting feel. We just heard it in the last
band. Why is everyone so happy?
Yes.
That's the question.
I'm
going to
do
a blog post that just says, why are you all so happy?
Yeah,
and just
cut it
open
out.
It up.
Should we just tell them to cut it out?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so Chris Bathgate has this feeling. I hear this a little bit of Van Morrison creeping into a lot of different artists I'm hearing. You know that? Mm-hmm. That sort of uplifting everybody all together singing. So I want to play a song for you, In the City by Chris Bathgate. The album's called Salt Year.
In November I heard your name. Quit my job and start a gun. That's why the liquor's gone. That's why I'm bumming bums. All my letters alive and thin. That's how the day is framed. That's how I know my name. People say it back to me. That's why my heart is cracked. Cause they say it to my back as I'm sneaking out the side.
Chris Bathgate.
Yeah.
Love his voice.
I like his voice, too, and I like the sound of the record. It reminded me of All Things Must Pass as we were listening to the beginning.
I could totally hear that.
Could have fit right on that record.
Well, you need to check out the previous record, A Cork Tail Wake. There's a cut on there called Serpentine that I put on about a billion mixtapes the year that came out.
Excellent. What do you got?
Well, you love Tao at the Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down,
oh,
and you
yeah.
love Mira. How about Tao and Mira together?
That is a great record. Good,
yeah.
good. I'm so glad.
It's appropriately called Tao and Mira. Tao, the Get Down, Stay Down, we had her here for an amazing Tiny Desk concert. We did a tiny South by Southwest concert with Mira a couple years ago. I'm so glad that they did this record together. They're a perfect pair. And also, though, they've added Meryl Garbus of Tuneyard. She's come on as sort of the co-producer, and she's worked on a couple of the songs, and she appears on a couple of the tracks. And I think it sounds exactly like what you would expect it to sound like. It sort of has the playfulness that you get from Tao, the moodiness you get from Mira, and some of the just crazy textures and beats that you would get from Tune Yards all come together on this record. It's called Tao and Mira, and the song is 11.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, Tao and Mira, and then that was 2 yards.
Oh, wow.
Meryl Garbus there, 2 yards, fitting perfectly.
I wonder how they're going to do this on tour.
I don't know, but
they started.
Yeah, yeah. The record comes out April 26th, and hopefully they'll come through D.C. and we can check them out.
Will do. So I've got something that's going to work perfect out of this, and another song from you. They're called Cults, and they're a New York band. I saw them recently just after South by Southwest. I started going out to some more shows because I hadn't seen enough.
Were you going through with live show withdrawal?
Once. I totally was. I ran out of the house, heard they were in town, went to see them, and they were adorable. Really, you know, they've got this thing that we hear a lot now of, I'd say, early 60s girl groups, not so much late 50s, early 60s girl groups, and you hear that in Best Coast. I think Cults are going to be just as wonderful and big. I think they even toured together as Best Coast. This is a premiere track from an album that comes out in May, and I hope you love this. Cause
what's it called?
This is the lead-off track. It's called Abducted, and it's from their self-titled record. It even fades like an old 60s 45.
Yeah, that was pretty easy to like. I mean, that was a great song. Great track. Very infectious.
I saw them. They played at the Rock and Roll Hotel here in Washington, I sang. And they all have long, stringy hair, sort of about chest length. Madeline, I think Follin is her last name, F-O-L-L-I-N. And I spoke to her after the show. Except the drummer. The drummer was like short, very short hair. I thought that was weird. And I didn't ask her about that, but she said, I hope we sounded okay because our regular drummer wasn't with us. And I just imagined this guy back in Brooklyn with really long hair being back home.
The things you notice, Bob, when you go to a live show.
Hey, I'm all alone. I'm just there, you know.
Well, I want to go out on Death Cab for Cutie. And Death Cab for Cutie, what can you say about this band? They've been one of the most consistently, I'd say, rewarding bands. They always deliver for me, and they're always reliably, consistently Death Cab. And when you have such a trademark sound, I guess that could be a blessing or a curse. You know, the curse is, you know, some fans may grow tired or think that you're not really stretching yourself as artists. They want something new and different. But then for the people who really love that sound, you're rewarded. Every couple of years, you get another great Death Cab record. And we're about to get another great Death Cab record. It's called Codes and Keys. It comes out May 31st. We're going to have the whole thing online as part of our First Listen series on the 23rd. But we have a cut called Home is a Fire that I want to play. And I'll just say of Death Cab for Cutie, I think in many ways this is a band that has a sound that has, in part, sort of defined the sound of 20-somethings and 30-somethings, I think, of the past 10 years or so. It's a very defining sound, I think, much the way someone would say R.E.M. defined whatever, college rock of
right.
The
yeah. There's, you know, so many spin-off bands that sound like
yeah.
Death Cab. I was thinking about, as you were talking about that defining sound and how people love this band, how it is that bands rise to a certain level. You can almost think of it like a water table. And when it hits that mark, mm-hmm. They're not going to like them anymore. And I think, you know, just some people have that attitude about groups that there's just, they like to discover. They always want to find the new, always want to find the new, always mm-hmm. want to find the new. And they'll hang with the band until everybody else finds them and then gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially when artists who start on very small labels end up making a move like Death Cab did to Atlantic. Mm-hmm. I think it's very easy for diehard fans who love the band early on to be dismissive after something like that. Mm-hmm. But I think much the way the Decemberists, you know, when they signed with a major label, I think both of these bands have continued to make incredible music. It hasn't changed their sound one bit
yeah,
at
I,
all.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, but yeah. I certainly see it. And I've heard people say, this band is over for me.
I think that's insane, more than one time.
And so it just...
I can't get that. This band is going to be around for a while and continues to make vital, important, great music.
Well, I'm eager to hear it because I've yet to hear this. So
yeah, this cut is called Home is a Fire, the album Codes and Keys, out on May 31st.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Bob.
I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music along with...
Robin Hilton.
With a cold. It's All Songs Considered. ¶¶